Wichita's central transit system is located in the heart of downtown, just one street over from the stop-and-go traffic of Douglas Street. It's a busy place, with 30 or so people waiting to board different buses. Many are here out of necessity.
I'm using it today to go to the doctor's office because my card has no tag on it right now, so I have to use the bus.
Elena Duckett has never ridden the bus before. She's having to familiarize herself with the schedule.
The bus service to me has been really slow today, so I've been waiting downtown for at least 45 minutes.
This particular station acts as a connector. It's a necessary stop for people that live on one side of town and need to get to the other. Duckett says she'll make it to her doctor's appointment on time because she left hours early. She hopes to never have to rely on the bus again.
I don't want to use this system at all.
Why's that?
Because it seems like I could be and already made it to my destination by now.
For someone who normally drives a car, waiting long periods of time to catch a bus might seem antiquated. Alexandra Barron doesn't seem to mind. She sits just a few feet away from Elena Duckett. She's older, and she's wearing a large neck brace.
I just got out of a coma. I was in a Topeka hospital. Some guy smashed into me.
She says that when she saw the damage to her vehicle, she feared getting behind the wheel ever again.
Today I went to see the car at the salvage yard in Park City, and I said, how come I'm not dead?
For the most part, Barron is happy with the bus system. It reaches many of the places she needs to go, and the buses are usually on time.
If, for whatever reason, Wichita Transit went away, what would that mean to you?
Oh, I would die. I'd have to walk miles.
For those gathered at this large outside plaza, the bus system can be essential. It provides access to employment. It can mean groceries not purchased at a gas station. It can offer access to vital health care.
If we keep the level of funding where it is, we will eventually lose additional ridership, and then we'll lose even the federal funding allocation that we get for transit. And so it will really be, we're really kind of sitting on the brink of either a death spiral for the transit system or an opportunity to start incrementally improving it through additional funding.
Wichita City Council member Janet Miller says the system is currently running on reserve funds, funds that will run out at the end of this year. That has City Council scrambling to find ways to sustain its current level, but also to expand the system to meet the needs of its riders.
We've heard from the public that they want a more robust transit system because right now our system is not fully developed. It's not easy to use, and it takes a long time.
The recent additions of 10 new buses and a route that goes door-to-door at New Market Square have been sources of encouragement, but much of this was funded through federal grants and is not sustainable in the long run. The true expansion of the bus system, which would add routes that run later at night as well as on Sundays, has a high price tag.
We have a vision plan laid out and have a sense of what it would cost to implement that plan either in part or in full. In part, it could be as much as $7 to $10 million additional a year. Fully funded, it could be as much as $23 to $25 million more a year.
In order to find the funds they need, City Council will need to create a new 1/10 cent sales tax devoted just to the bus system.
We run about 35 buses during the rush hour, and about half of those come in at about 9 in the morning, and then they're here till 2:30 in the afternoon, and then they go back out for the rush hour.
Transit Director Steve Spade is at the bus depot located along East Waterman in downtown Wichita.
Other cities our size are running, instead of 35 buses, they're running closer to 85 or 90 buses during the rush hour. The city has grown, and we haven't kept pace with it.
The ideas of how to improve the city's bus system are no secret.
There have been a series of public discussions, and there were some really consistent themes from people that said you need to run buses later at night, we need Sunday bus service, we need more bus service, more coverage. We know there's a demand out there and a support for it from the public. Now it's a matter of getting those plans in place, getting a current budget, sustainable, so that we can start looking at growing service.
He says that one way to move towards a healthier system is to be more attractive to citizens who might want to ride the bus instead of those who have to. Karen Cravens is president of the Delano Neighborhood Association. She sits at the bus stop she often frequents. She first used transit to help save money.
I lived out past Mays Road, which was, you know, out in the sticks at the time. And I drove my car into Central and Tyler to what used to be a Dillon's and parked there and rode the bus because it was cheaper than buying a parking space downtown.
She would eventually fall out of the habit of using the bus for many years. But now that Wichita has added more routes west through Delano, she and her husband are making an effort to eventually have only one car. She says there are residents in Delano that have also embraced this idea, but she remembers one in particular that shied away from buses.
It was intimidating to her, even though theoretically it was a necessity for her. It would have really given her a lot more freedom, but it was just a little too intimidating to be able to get on there and you know, think, well, maybe I'm going to get all the way across town and I won't understand how to get back or, you know, whatever. So yeah, getting over that hump, even for people who need the bus, is sometimes kind of a big deal.
She's helped organize for a bus to visit Delano's block party so that people can learn more about the transit system and better acquaint themselves with the buses. An unintended consequence of an underserving transit system is a dip in a city's air quality. Wichita's air pollutant readings are high and dangerously close to causing harsher regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency, according to Councilwoman Janet Miller.
We're going to have to really make some changes, or it's going to be very costly for our community. And one of the ways that we can help improve air quality, or at least to keep it from getting worse, is to have fewer cars driving. And if we have more people riding public transportation, certainly that's going to help.
City officials will have to consider all of these factors when determining municipal expenditures, culminating in a budget later this year that may or may not provide the expansions that the bus system needs. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.